This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Xiaoning and Keith. Let's get a quick update on the FPM KLCI.
Still hanging to positive gains, currently up by 0.1% to 1,607 points.
And it's so nice to see us up of 1,600, right? We do see that Bursa Malaysia has been on a roll with the FPM KLCI up 10% on a year-to-date basis, outperforming the returns of other ASEAN markets, including Vietnam, which was, well, I guess it still is the market to watch in 2024.
With that, Malaysian stocks hit the 2 trillion ringgit mark in market capitalization for the first time. And with the index at a two-year high, we just asked the question, can this rally be sustained, or are there headwinds like a volatile ringgit and a weak global economic outlook that might derail this optimism?
Well, for some thoughts, we turn to Imran Yusof, Head of Research at MIDF Investment Bank. Good morning, Imran. Tell us, what explains the FBM KLCI being the top performing market in ASEAN with a year-to-date return of 10%? Are we just playing catch-up after years of underperformance?
Hi, good morning. Well, in some ways, I guess you can say that. But we believe that you can look at it from two angles. One is economic growth prospect and an extension of that corporate earnings. And secondly is valuation. On economic growth prospect, we expect this year should see better growth for Malaysia. We at MIDF Research, we expect GDP growth of 4.7%, driven by stable domestic demand and recovery in external trade. Commodity prices, especially Brent oil, is also expected to remain quite elevated. So again, that should help with some of our oil and gas sector. So that should translate to robust corporate earnings. Then in terms of valuation, FBM KLCI can be considered undervalued if compared to historical range. Based on yesterday's closing, it is trading at 14 times PE on this year's earnings. Historically, it trades between 16 times to 17 times. Comparing to peers, they have been trading around their historical level, so you can see the undervaluation there. Then there's also support from local institutions during March to April period when foreign funds were net selling our market. These have provided a base for FBM KLCI to move higher once they return back to our shore.
Imran, you were saying that the FBM KLCI, in your view, is still fairly much undervalued. And what you've been seeing lately, do you see the rally having legs, and does this sort of change your year-end view of where you think the index might reach?
Well, we are being a bit conservative. Our target at the moment is 1665. But we do believe that the rally do have legs. Domestically, I've mentioned about our economic prospect and valuation. We also have US Fed rate cuts to provide us with the tailwind as well, which will provide positive sentiment to the market. And more importantly, we should lead to weakening of US dollar later on as we move closer to the cuts. And this should entice foreign funds to start coming back to Malaysia, which we are beginning to see. In May, so far this month, we have seen foreign funds of about 1 billion ringgit coming back to our shores.
And what are your expectations for the reporting season ahead? Are you expecting strong earnings growth?
Well, in general, we are expecting our the earnings growth based on the our coverage about 10%. In terms of FBM KLCI, the consensus EPS also forecasting about 114.3 points, which is also a double-digit growth from last year. Similarly, for first quarter earnings, we do expect robust earnings growth. More importantly, though, we do not expect any negative surprises. Earnings reported so far has been largely within our expectation. In terms of valuation, it is by no means stretched. I said earlier 14 times. We still have some way to go to 16 times that we used to see prior to 2021. And if we apply that 16 times to the earnings integer of 114, that should bring FBM KLCI past that 1,800 level.
But what are some of the risks that you think we should be aware of?
Well, definitely the risk is, there's two risks, basically. One is, of course, U.S. recession, although nowadays no one's really talking about U.S. recession. However, there are signals coming from the LEI and also the bond market does suggest that we are going to get a recession later on. But again, this is, you know, still a bit unsure about that. And secondly, is geopolitics. I think geopolitics is something that we really have to be very aware of because it has a very limited upside but very big downside, and it can spark up in time, and it's very hard to predict.
So Imran, considering all that, what is the investment strategy that MIDF is advocating?
Well, there's no single best approach to investing. A robust strategy should employ both top-down and bottom-up together. So from the top down, we do recommend to look at sectors that will benefit from the recovery of external trade, so ports and logistics, robust oil prices, so oil and gas. Then there's also the development expenditure of $90 billion and slew of data center mushrooming in Malaysia, so best to look at construction. Lastly, with stable job market and stable OPR at 3%, investors can look at properties. But the investors will have to look at individual companies and judge by their fundamentals, because not all companies will benefit.
Finally, Imran, the trillion-dollar question, your top five picks for Bursa Malaysia and why?
Well, based on what we believe in terms of recovery of external trade, so we're looking at ports, so buy Westport with a target price of 4.30. And then there's also the rollout of infrastructure projects, the 12th MP midterm review, and the development expenditure. So construction is another one. So in there, we have Gamuda and IGM, a target price $5.98 and target price $2.57. And then property, the downtrend in inventory levels and improvement in new sales also. So we like Masing, target price $1.42, and Matrix Concept, $1.91.
Imran, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Imran Yusof, head of research at MIDF Investment Bank, giving us his top picks across three different sectors: logistics, construction, as well as property.
Okay, his top five buyers: Westports, target price $4.30; Gamuda, $5.98; IGM, target price $2.57; Masing, $1.42; and Matrix, $1.91.
Okay, we have some time to squeeze in an earnings report. We have Cetos Digital. They posted a jump of 25.6% on year to 20.82 million ringgit for the first quarter of financial year 2024. This follows the approval of a tax incentive for its main subsidiary, Cetos Data Systems. The group also saw quarterly revenue expand by 20.1% to 71.58 million ringgit.
So results were under analyst expectations. Effective tax rate for the first quarter of 2024, excluding share of profits of associates, was 7.8%. Lower than the statutory tax rate of 24%. So this comes as Cetos Data Systems received approval from MOF to extend its five-year income tax exemption. It also declared a first interim dividend of 0.64 cent per share for the 2024 financial year.
Okay, if you remember, sometime in March, they were hit with a lawsuit, right? And the case is pending in the Court of Appeal. So they think that they have a good chance of overturning the High Court decision. But there are nonetheless still five ongoing litigations with no new reported cases for the quarter. The share price is actually up 2.84% on a year-to-date basis. Now, does the street like this name? And the answer for this is still yes. Seven buys, three holds, just one sell. Consensus target price for this stock, $1.68. Last time price, it was up half a cent to $1.45.
Okay, it's 9:29 in the morning. We're going to head into the 9:30 a.m. news bulletin. But stay tuned, because we have the property show up next, where Keith Kam will be looking at conflicts between condo or apartment house rules regarding pet ownership. BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.